My name is Ann White. I was Ann Dunbar, raised in Bedford my entire life. As far as I'm concerned, there's no place better in the world to have been brought up, certainly throughout the 50s and 60s. It was a small community. Everybody knew everybody. Everybody looked after everybody. My oldest friend in the world was from Bedford as well. We've known each other probably since we were 1 or 2 years old, and we're still friends. I'm still friends with other kids that I went to elementary school with at Bedford Central. It was a real sense of belonging to this small little place. It's not so small anymore. I come out here now and walk through the mall and don't see anybody I know. But Bedford was, I think, typical of a lot of the communities around. I went to Bedford Central School. 1 year we had to go, I think it was grade 5, we had to go to Fort Sackville because there was no grade 5 that year at Bedford Central for whatever reason. So we would hike along Shore Drive and go to Fort Sackville for that grade, then back to Bedford Central. And Bedford Junior High opened the year before I was in grade 7, so we were the second class to go to Bedford Junior High for 7, 8, and 9. Girls weren't allowed to wear pants to school. We had to wear dresses or skirts, and we sort of rebelled against that. We were allowed to wear mini skirts, but we weren't allowed to wear pants. But in the cold winter, we just wore our pants under our skirts, and eventually the teacher said, oh, whatever, wear what you like as long as you're covered. From Bedford Junior High, it was on to Sydney Stephen High School for 10, 11, and 12. And I think there's still a lot of people that went to Big Sid who were annoyed when it became a junior high and they took the name Sydney Stephen away. Which, your high school doesn't even exist anymore. I understand they made it to a junior high. They still could have called it Sydney Stephen Junior High. That was a great school to go to. Kids came there from all over, from Bedford, from Sackville, Hammonds Plains, Waverly, Fall River, Enfield, all over the place. And so that we got to meet a whole new set of friends. And through those high school years, there was dances on Saturday night in Bedford at the old fire hall, and Woody's Termites played. And the lead singer for Woody's Termites was none other than Miles Goodwin, who went on to April Wine fame with Jimmy Henman and a couple of the other Henmans and some other young men. And the rest is history. And they're still all playing sometimes together, even these days. I know Miles and Jimmy have been together recently. I think one of my major memory when I was very young, growing up in Bedford, was the night Loyola Hall burnt down. And that was the hall next door to the St. Ignatius Church, and it belonged to the church. There was, in the basement, there was, I think, an IGA was there initially. Mrs. McCormick's store was there. I can't remember what else was in the basement. And upstairs at one point, there was a bowling alley. When we were in junior high, there was a dance studio, and a lot of us took ballroom dancing lessons from Roy and June Maver. And when it burnt down, you could see the flames all over Bedford, and I think everybody in Bedford was up all night that night watching Loyola Hall burn down. There's still just an empty lot there. This happened in the early 60s. Anyway, so after that, we had to have our ballroom dances at the Masonic Hall. It was a great time. You know, your kids today, I don't think, would think that ballroom dancing lessons would be a lot of fun. But we did. And all the girls were taller than all the boys, just because that's the age we were. But that was okay. We got along just fine. The Lions Playgrounds was a big, big thing for anybody who grew up in Bedford. You'd go down to the playgrounds by 9 o'clock in the morning. You wouldn't come home till 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Your parents knew where you were. They weren't worried. And, oh, yes, a highlight of my junior high years, and the highlight for a lot of girls of that time, was in the early to mid-60s. One of our teachers, I think it was Kenny Kilvert, knew Bobby Curtola. And Bobby was on a cross-Canada tour for Coke and Sprite, and he had that jingle, things go better with Coca-Cola. So he arranged for Bobby to come and do a little concert at our Bedford Junior High School. And I'm telling you, the boys were all at the back of the room annoyed because the girls were all crowding the stage, swooning over Bobby. Now, kids today, most of them won't know who Bobby Curtola was. He was as big as, at the time, Justin Timberlake or Justin Bieber or... He was as big as any of them, and he was Canadian, and he was ours, and he was cute. And I've met him personally numerous times, and I loved him. Another good memory is of skating in the winter on the meadow. We would go there and stay until our toes were just about falling off, and we could hardly get the skates off to get our boots on to walk home. And if we were there, you know, after school, we knew that when the streetlights came on, that was time to take off the skates, put on the boots, and head for home. Now, our parents didn't worry till, you know, enough time had lapsed that we should have been back from the meadow. And it was up on Meadowbrook Drive. And now there are houses there. There's no more meadow. And the kids don't get that thrill of actually skating outside in the fresh air. The basin used to freeze from time to time, not every year. But I remember my best friend Susan and I skated clear across the basin and back one time. Might have been taking our lives in our hands, I don't know, but we made it anyway. It was a wonderful place to grow up. Like I say, everybody knew everybody. The doctors, there were three doctors when I was a kid, Dr. McMurdo, Dr. Fuller, Dr. LeBrun. They all made house calls. It didn't matter if you had a cold or if you had pneumonia or if you were at death's door. If you called and you needed them, they came to your house and they fixed you. Dad was a pharmacist in Bedford for many, many years. He was the only one for quite a while until the new drugstore opened up in Sunnyside Mall. And at that time, if someone needed anything at 2 or 3 or 4 in the morning, whether it was a prescription or diapers or aspirin, whatever it was, they would call the house. Dad would get up and go down and open the drugstore and sell them whatever it was they needed. And that's just the way that things were done at that time. And when he sold to a big drugstore from Toronto called Lord's, he worked for them for a while, but they put the kibosh on that. And they said, no, that's not how corporations do business. And Dad basically said, it's been nice working for you. I'm done, because that's not the way I do business. Anyway, I couldn't hardly get in any trouble when I was a kid, because everybody knew who I was. So by the time I got home, my mother knew what I'd done and where I had done it and who I was with. And we lived right next door to Bedford Central School, so I couldn't get away with anything at recess because Mom would be watching. But that's, you know, not just me. That's the way Bedford was, though. Everybody knew everybody and looked out for everybody. It's too bad there aren't more places like Bedford even now. Now I'm going to get weepy because it was a wonderful place to grow up in.